Hi, my name is Paul Ayers. I'm the Fit Professional One. This is another episode of the Margin Max Minute. You might see my Bernese Mountain Dog panting a little bit right there in the corner. That her name is Betty, and I'm so glad she's joined me today. If you're on YouTube, you can check her out. She's a great dog. Anyway, today I want to talk briefly about the infamous SWOT analysis: strength, weakness, opportunities, and threats. And we're not going to belabor this point because there's rarely a professional who hasn't heard of it by now, but it can be very, very handy if you really do a good job with it. So many different organizations want to do a cursory view of this. They say, of course, I can list what the strengths are. Of course, I can talk about weaknesses and opportunities. And we do this kind of high-level look in discussion, and we really don't get underneath what the real issues are. I think this is probably one of the keys to setting up good strategy. I think it is so important to pick the right tactics and counter moves to what might be going on in the market around you. You just don't know. There's so much that we can't control, but we need to be aware of. We don't have infinite amount of time to pull in every single consideration, but we have to figure out what's important. And I'm going to introduce an idea that I've used a long time with SWOT, and that is to put a third axis in it, if you will. If you can take the four quadrants of SWOT and draw right through the origin a diagonal line that represents another axis. What I mean by this is we're going to take a look at SWOT from different perspectives. This is the way to dial in what you're trying to do in your planning, whether it be operational or strategic. So, for instance, we might have a diagonal that is time. We can look at the way our SWOT analysis has transformed itself over time. And you might be thinking, wait, I don't do anything with planning. Yes, you do. You do this with yourself. Even if you're not in the corporate planning department, it can serve you very well to sit back and take a look at what's been going on with you personally. So, in case this little segue, just to make the point, you could have another access. Or you could have the original quadrant be your career. You could have the next one be your family. You could have the next one be your hobby. You could have the next one be your project. And no, we don't do that kind of crazy stuff in our personal lives, but maybe we should if we really want to excel in something, like being a great parent, for instance. You can do a SWOT matrix on that and come up with tactics and ideas to help you excel at that over time. Okay, enough of that segue. Let's go back into your professional career. I sure hope that your organization shares with you the SWOT work that they do. I hope they give you a chance to actually give some input into it. And the difference being that the person that doesn't have access to everything from a very high level that the organization is doing still can contribute tremendously because of this third access. So if you have people in your orders department that focus on that every day, they're going to have all kinds of ideas about what vendors are doing in terms of your supply chain. They're going to have ideas on what your customers want to have happen, what pisses your customers off, even. They're going to have different aspects, but they're going to have a focus subset, if you will, of your entire organization. So you should get that group together, or your management team should, somebody in that leadership position, and have that group go through their own version of SWOT. That becomes one of those layers. You're like making a SWOT sandwich, if you will, where you're going to have a summary on the very front end and kind of no end to it. But we have to be reasonable, right? We can't have hundreds and hundreds of these unless your organization is very large. And in that case, I would recommend doing these SWOT sandwiches with the third axis going through it with various subsets of your organization. If you need help laying those out, I'd love to sit in, but generally follow your functions, follow your geography, follow your departments. Follow your operations teams, follow your sales teams, and then follow them to different regions and have these groups pull together what they see, and then the planning department take it and morph it together. Now, this is not straight off the shelf brand new. There are plenty of strategic books where those authors from academia have talked about this, but the practical nature of it to have the foresight to be able to pull out what really works for you is something that takes some practice. It takes actually doing the work, making the decisions from this SWOT sandwich, if you will, with regard to what initiatives and activities you're going to apply in the next planning cycle, and seeing what worked, seeing what the impact is. So over time, the organization gets better at this. That's why it's really important to bring in your teams each planning cycle. Minimally, don't go more than 2 years without bringing in more detail. And maybe you can rotate this some way if you have limited budgets, limited time, limited people, and frankly, just outright limited capacity to analyze these things. But it really, really does a good job, and it is not overkill. And it should be summarized somewhere in your organization. If you're going to have, back to that example of your orders team, do a SWOT analysis from their perspective, don't lose it. Don't leave it at the department. Have your planning team or your senior strategic staff or person, or if you're a small company, the president's probably doing this or the owner, bring that in, summarize it, get it on there. And it is difficult work, but you can actually pull out from there what's very, very important for your organization. So this is a way to maximize your profit. It's a way to really dial in your strategic plan if you're at that stage, or your operational plan if you have to decide what you're going to do next quarter, next year, to make a huge difference, to make sure you're profitable, whatever that might be for you. So with that, thanks for listening. What'd you think? Let me know. Get back to me. You can go on my website, which is up on the screen right now. It's thefitprofessional1.com. All one word. It's the numeral one at the end, not written out. And you'll be able to go on there and just leave your email and question or comment. I'd really love to hear what you had to say. And let me know how you approach SWOT and some of the things that happen in your world that you think work very well. I'm always open to learning. And every time I'm able to get involved with a client or another small company with their approach to strategic planning, I end up learning just a tremendous amount. And it's very interesting. Most every successful company in the land that has had the durability to sustain its operations has some version of this that works for them. And that twist often involves just a brilliant approach. So again, thanks for listening. Until next week, get at it. And I wish you the very best success.